This is a Our Flag Means Death podfic called Made for Each Other, written by V Against and read by Cheesecake 3. It's rated G, and the relationships are Edward Teach and Steve Bonnet, and also Smokehead Blackbeard and Man with a Hook for a Head. It was written as a gift for Petra Corsa and is one of my absolute favourites. It's very adorable. Made for Each Other. The man wakes, warm, in his own bed, a ghost of pain in his belly, but otherwise all right. For a second he thinks, maybe, but no, his head weighs as much as it always has.
Take it easy,
says a warm, deep, strangely distorted voice.
Got yourself pretty stabbed up there by some Spaniards.
Oh, damn, the man said. I thought, but anyway, I suppose it doesn't matter. He starts to push himself up to sit. His head starts to pound. He leans it back against the wall with an audible clunk, then sees the man in front of him and jumps, his head clunking again.
It's okay,
says the man. Yes, it is definitely a man, despite the situation happening above his shoulders. It's strange, he thinks. The glowing eyes set into a cloud of smoke should be terrifying, but they feel warm, kind. He holds out a hand cautiously, because he knows his own situation can be a little startling at first too, though he supposes the smoke-headed man had probably gotten over the initial shock while he was unconscious. Indeed, the glowing eyes look startled, but the smoke-headed man accepts his handshake.
I'm Ed,
he says. Steed, he replies. Thank you for the rescue and the patched-up stab wound, by the way. I was just about done for. Ed waves his hand.
It was easy peasy,
he says. Something around where a mouth would be if he had one moves, as if there's a corporal form smiling underneath the head-shaped smoke.
The Spaniards were having a real time of it trying to figure out how to put a noose around you. The rope kept getting snagged up top. My men just walked up and started maiming.
Maiming? Steed asks. Nervously, he runs a hand over the grooved metal threads that spiral up his neck. Everything feels all right.
The Spaniards,
Ed says quickly.
So we could rescue you.
Oh, gosh, Steed says. My mistake.
Nah, it's okay,
Ed says, and Steed swears that the smoke cloud looks despondent.
Looking like this,
he says, gesturing at himself.
I know why you would think we'd be attacking you.
Ed, Steed says, overcome with a need to reassure this kind man who gallantly saved him from the type of piratical business transaction that will lead him to schedule an afternoon to write a one-star review. Really, I know what it's like to be judged for my unusual appearance. The smoke cloud looks up. The eyes glow like a stoked fire.
Yeah, guess you probably do.
After that, Ed and Steed become inseparable. By day, they strike equal parts terror and whimsy into the hearts of all who encounter their pirate crew, and by night, Ed props his neck against the edge of the couch, the smoke cloud that makes up his head shifting slightly with the wind gusts and door drafts, while Steed lays his hook across his custom silk pillow, its tip carefully wrapped in a sock so as not to cause a snag, and they talk into the early hours. Sometimes, Steed thinks, a bit shamefully, about asking Ed to help him tug the sock down over the tip, just to make sure it's fitted right. Steed's certain that the ship's crew finds it strange, their fussy, silly captain in his frippery, spending every hour with a man who wears a long black leather duster and a belt adorned with a crotch-level human skull, but he's never felt more at home than he does with Ed. Unfortunately, Ed's first mate sells him out to the British Navy. In a voice dripping with disdain, Admiral Badminton declares both Ed and Steed to be monsters, deserving of the firing squad. Ed risks his life to rescue Steed, and they wind up in service to the King. Steed blames himself. Ed is the most wonderful man he's ever met. He often forgets Ed even has a smoke cloud for a head, if Steed's being honest. He's certain he can read expressions in that smoke cloud that he's never been able to notice on a human face. And Steed, a man with a hook for a head who nobody likes, is responsible for Ed's imprisonment. Ed finds Steed where he's sulking on the beach, seated with his heavy head propped up in one hand, elbow digging into his knee.
Hey,
Ed says in the softest, warmest voice Steed's ever heard. Steed long ago got used to the garbled sound of it. He assumes Ed's voice has to travel through the smoke to get out into the world, and that explains the distortion.
The fake head's idea wasn't bad,
Ed adds, referencing Steed's earlier suggestion that they try to make themselves look like they have human heads in order to escape. It was a stupid idea, Steed says. He thunks the broad curve of the hook against his palm. All I have are stupid ideas.
Oh, shut up,
Ed says. Steed glances to the side, but Ed's glowing eyes are pointed squarely at the ground. How are you handling this so well? Steed asks, because even in the depths of his self-loathing, he wants to know what Ed's thinking. The smoke cloud shifts as Ed glances at him.
I don't know,
he says, sounding genuinely unclear.
It's kind of nice just to take a load off, just to be Edward. I don't know if I want to go back to the old days. Just pretending to drink all day to fit in, but actually having the liquor pour down my neckline. Or using some cleverly hidden scissors to make it look like I'm biting the heads off turtles. Or making some poor bloke eat his own toes as a laugh.
Yuck, Steed says, because he's fantasized a lot, like a lot, about eating food, but toes? If a man was blessed with a mouth and tongue and taste buds to spend it eating toes, where's the laugh there?
I suppose what I'm saying is,
the smoke cloud seems to inhale, the wispy edges where a mouth would be drawing inward.
Right now, I just want to do what makes Ed happy.
Steed watches as Ed's huge glowing eyes look out at the sea, like he's looking beyond this beach and into a future kinder to men like him. And what makes Ed happy? He asks softly, twisting his threads to see Ed better.
These past few weeks have been the most fun I've had in ages, maybe ever,
Ed says. His glowing eyes stay focused in front of him as he continues.
So I reckon what makes Ed happy is you.
For a moment, Steed forgets the weight of his head. All he sees is the warmth of Ed's eyes, huge and brilliant, twin flames in the gloaming, as he raises them to look directly at Steed. Steed starts to stammer something, no idea what, but then Ed suddenly moves forward and puts one hand onto Steed's upper back and the other directly onto the curved metal of his hook. Ed, wait, Steed gasps. Be careful, I'll hurt you.
Hurt me?
Ed asks, and this close, Steed can see the individual grey and black and silver tendrils of smoke undulating in the sea breeze. Ed's huge eyes flash, and his hand is warm where it cups Steed's hook.
How could you? You'll pass right through.
Will I? Steed whispers, terrified. I don't want to hurt you.
You won't,
Ed assures him.
Promise.
I've never done this. No one's ever wanted to kiss me. The smoke where Ed's mouth should be curls and fizzes.
I have,
he says, and leans close. Steed braces himself for the moment of shame. The tearing or poking or downright unpleasant coldness of the metal, all things his wife complained of when they'd first married and he'd tried to kiss her. Those things never come. Instead, the smoke tangles around the hook, curling around its metal curves, even its sharp tip, and it's warm, so perfectly warm, and it has its own heft to it, that takes the weight off the hook enough that Steed feels supported, even with his head fully upright.
See?
Ed asks, and Steed feels as if he's connected to Ed's heart, to the soul underneath the smoke cloud, as if what he spent his life feeling as a horrible curse is perfect to be held close and treasured inside of Ed's very essence. "You make Steed happy," Steed says. For the first time, as carefully as he can, he lets some of the weight of his hook rest against Ed's hand. The end. So, as I said, this was a gift written for Petra Corsa. And there's some fan art that she's done to go with this, which is pretty cool. So, I got permission to use that as the cover for this fic. So, you can check that out. The podfic cover will be this picture. So, to give you an audio description of this picture that Petra Corsa made, it's using one of the stills from that beach scene with the kiss in season one, and Ed is kneeling in that one. I'm sure you know which one I'm talking about. And so Steed's got a golden hook for a head, and Ed's hair is all smoky, and it's turned into smoke, the whole head. So it's, all embraced around Steed's little hook, and they're kissing. It's very cute. So I think it's great that Via Gens decided to write this awesome fic for Petra Corsa, and so glad that she decided to make a bit of fan art in return. It's very lovely. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this.